path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Are you struggling to get into the holiday spirit? Or are the holidays just a very difficult time of the year for you? Do you dread the family gatherings or get depressed because you're alone? What are you willing to do to make the holidays happier for you and for the others that you may be going to spend some time with? Hi, this is Cheryl, and I'm glad you've joined me for this show. If you're in that place of not looking forward to the holidays, then I'm glad you've come to listen because I understand exactly what you're going through. I haven't enjoyed the holidays since my husband was sick. He had cancer and then died. And then this past year, my mother died also. This is the first year I've been facing the holidays with no family to spend with. I mean, my family's all gone now. My dad's been gone for a few years. I've always had someone else in my life to focus on other than me. And when we feel bad around the holidays, it's because we're focusing on ourselves. Either you're alone or you're stressed out by some member of your family or family gatherings. And today we're going to talk about the simple steps to make the holidays just a bit happier and more fun. That's what you'd like to happen, wouldn't it? Wouldn't you just like to be able to enjoy your holidays? Well, the first simple step that we're going to talk about is what you can do to make that happen. And it starts with realizing happiness is your responsibility. We tend to focus on, you know, we don't have others around us, or we don't have gifts, or we don't have, or we don't have, or we don't have. And it's all about what we don't have. But the truth is, at any given moment, you get to decide if you're going to focus on what makes you unhappy, or if you're going to focus on something you love and having fun doing it. If you'd like to get out in that fresh air, then make that daily walk something that you start your day off with. And if it's Christmas Day and you find yourself alone, but getting out into nature is something that brings you joy, then do that first. Do what makes you happy. Start your day that way. Or maybe you decide you're going to go see the latest movie in theaters on Christmas Day. You can go alone, or you can invite some friends who may also be spending time alone. Maybe you all go out to dinner, or you decide to have a potluck. You can change the focus of your holiday to something more positive when you either do something that you love or you involve others. It's a simple step. But when you realize that you get to make the choice of whether you're going to be happy or not, you can devise that plan that helps you be happier. Again, start the day with something you love to do, or make a plan of something that you know you're going to enjoy. Now, if you have a family member that always seems to make you miserable during family time, realize that you allow that person to affect you. No one can make you feel one way or another. Only you can choose to feel a certain way. Now, I know that there are difficult people out there, but you can look at the folks that are having a difficult time over the holidays, and you can silently just say a prayer and bless them and hope their holidays are happier. And when you do that, you feel better. And you hope that energy gets to them, and maybe it will, and maybe they're just not in that place. Either way, you can choose how you're going to react to that particular person. But when you approach the holidays with the understanding that your happiness is your responsibility, you can decide up front to choose to enjoy them with or without that person that may not be in a good place in their own life. Now, I understand that this isn't always easy, but it is just that simple. Again, the first and the simplest of the simple steps is to realize It is your choice to be happy. It's your choice how you're going to react to other people. So why not choose in your mind and in your heart and in your actions to focus on things that are more positive? Now that you realize that it's that simple and it's a choice, let's talk about strategies that are going to help you get to a better frame of mind. Now, I don't know about you, but when I had a lot of family around, there was always someone who managed to push my buttons. They would spend their time pontificating about their opinions, and they would tell us how, you know, we should think or what we should do or why we should be living our life differently than what we are. And of course, in their mind, their opinion should carry more weight than ours did. And that person just doesn't stop talking. They just want to push and push and push. And honestly, you know, you're not the only one that's probably bothered by what they're going through and what they're trying to do. And even though it may feel good to just unload, to see if you can get them to just quit talking, it might feel good to get it off your chest, but it's not going to make your holidays any better. Instead, resist. Take a moment or two to see the best in that person. Say that silent blessing. If you can observe them without them feeling like you're staring at them, just notice how they're reacting to life around them, and you'll see the stress in their lives. And normally when people are unkind or harsh, it's because there's something in their own lives that they're not able to deal with. So just focus on that person just for a minute. And I want you to recall something about them that's good. Something about them that you remember maybe from your childhood or a wonderful experience you had with them. I want you to focus on the positive aspects of their life and the relationship you've had with them. Now, perhaps they raised great kids. Or maybe they were the person that stepped up to help someone when nobody else would or could. Think of the good in that person. And as you do that, feel the lightness that comes through you when you're thinking about the good in other people. And you may have said that blessing. You may just be remembering these really good times or great experiences with this person that right now seems difficult. But when you focus on what's good, when you focus on the positive, you're sending out that positive energy towards them. But that positive energy is when you're lifting yourself up. Feel what that feels like to send out that positive energy. And when you have a moment, and providing the right opportunity comes up, go over to them and hug them. And tell them what you remember so fondly about them. One, you're going to surprise them. Now, you don't have to say a thing about their opinions unless you choose to. But, you know, you can just say something very kind about them. That shifts their tone. That shifts your tone. And it shifts the energy in the room. Now, if this is a person that just wants to keep talking about their big opinions, you can always say something like, I may not share your opinions, but I admire what a good father you were to your kids. They're blessed to have you as their dad. Now, notice when you take that simple step, how much better you feel, but also notice how good you made them feel too. Maybe they needed a reminder of who they are too. People get into a place just like, you know, you've been it, maybe you're in it, where life just isn't happy and you've been grumbly and you've been miserable and you're focused on everything that hasn't gone right. When you take the time to focus on what's good, you feel better. One, this circumstance where you've got someone else that's out there that's not in that good place, and you notice and you comment, if you can, on something really wonderful about them, you change it. You change the energy and you change the spirit of that togetherness. One of the other things that's important, and we take this for granted, especially, you know, we're past Thanksgiving, but we focus on giving thanks for the people in our lives and the blessings in our lives. And even though that may have come up at another holiday, in this holiday season, it's equally as important. Okay, honestly, it's important every day of your life to give thanks for the people and the other blessings in your life. You know, we tend to live our lives on autopilot and we forget about how blessed we are until maybe it's too late. In my case, my entire family's died. There's no going back. And some experts will tell you to keep things like a gratitude journal and write down everything that you're grateful for. But when you've lost the people in your life that are important, and you look back and you say, if only I had told them I loved them, or if only I hadn't been as hard or difficult, if only I'd known they wouldn't be here for another Christmas, I would have done things differently. When you think that way, you put yourself into really negative energy. The truth about this life is the only thing we have is right now. We can't go back and nothing about the future is guaranteed. So while you have a chance to give thanks for the people and the blessings in your life, don't put it off till tomorrow. Do it while you can. If you don't have people around you, so in my case, there's no family, and there's others out there, you're alone for the holidays. And keeping that gratitude journal is something that you would do. If you're a journaling kind of person, take the time every day to write down what you're grateful about. And if you are a journaler and you're willing to go back and read your journal, when you read it the second time, you bring that lightness right back into your life. There's different philosophies about journaling, but I've found that the people that are passionate about journaling reread them, and all the energy they put into doing a gratitude journal comes out multiple folds when they go back and read it. Now, I'm one of those people that I don't journal, and I don't journal because I will never go back and read something that I've written before. To me, it stays in my heart, but that's me, and every single person is different. If a journal will help you recall what you've gone through in the past year and how blessed you are, go for it. One of the other suggestions that I've seen is throughout the year, start a gratitude jar. Get a big jar or container, something preferably glass, and then on little slips of paper, and you can do different colors or patterns or whatever the case may be, as you think of something you're grateful for. Maybe you had a good day. Maybe a coworker helped you out. Or maybe you had a call out of the blue from an old friend. Write down on that slip of paper what you're grateful for. You can fold it in half and then put it in the jar, or just pop it into the jar. And a couple things happen throughout the year. You see that jar filling up, and you realize just to look at it how grateful you are. But the other thing that it really does and helps you with is if you're having a very difficult day, go into that gratitude jar and pull out a couple of those slips of paper and read them. They're reminders of the blessings in your life. We all go back. We all have difficult times. It doesn't matter. We're in this life, and life isn't perfect. And if it was, and if everything was the same, we'd truly be bored. So I know that I can sit here and say, I am grateful for all of the changes in my life. Some of them I haven't wanted. I wouldn't have wished, you know, my husband dying on, I mean, who's going to wish for that? And someone isn't going to sit here and say, oh, I'm really grateful that he died. I'm grateful that he's not suffering. So that is something I'm grateful for. Not grateful that he died. But again, we're focusing what we're writing down or what we're keeping in our heart as those things that are truly blessings in our life. I like the jar idea, and I've committed to do a jar for this next year. Think about it and think how much it may help you. Now, perhaps this year hasn't been your best. You made a decision and you're living with the ramifications, and maybe some of those ramifications aren't very comfortable. You know, perhaps you had a relationship that ended or marriage and you've gone your separate ways, or maybe you made some financial decisions that didn't work out and you're paying for them now. You can spend the holidays regretting those decisions, or you can learn from them. It's easy to continually beat ourselves up for the mistakes we've made, but all that does is add to your unhappiness. Now, I know there's a philosophy out there that there's no mistakes, there's only experience. And it doesn't really matter how you choose to look at it. There are things that you wish you would have done differently or not done, as the case may be. We all have them. That's just the nature of being human beings and who we are and why we're here on this earth. But when you have something that has happened in the last year that is of your own doing or undoing, realize it is an experience in your life and it is not who you are. It's a lesson, and you probably heard this over and over again, and it gets really old sometimes, but you can either learn from that experience or you can be buried by it. I know in our past, we made some really poor financial decisions, and it cost a lot. It truly cost it. I call it my reversal of fortune. I could sit there and go back and hash through everything I did wrong, every decision I made that turned out wrong, and I could feel really bad about what that ended up for us. Or I can sit here, which is what I've chosen to do, and go, okay, that felt really bad, and I know that I did not make the most informed decision, and I don't ever want to be in that place again. And now, especially being alone, I don't have two incomes. I don't have someone to fall back on or someone to help me or to boost me up. But I know as I sit here and say to myself, I have learned from this experience. And when you do, when you can say that, you can actually start to laugh at the mistakes that you made, because hindsight's always 20/20, and there are sometimes you can sit there and go, oh my God, what was I thinking? And then you just laugh it off because you weren't thinking, or you weren't thinking clearly, or you weren't thinking informed. When you can see the humor in the choice that you made, you're starting to heal. Now, if you're around others that are putting you down for your choices, realize that their criticism talks about who they are and have absolutely nothing to do with you. And if somebody wants to criticize you, you know, you can be as disarming of that conversation to a point where they were not going to expect you to say, you know, I know that wasn't my finest hour, but I think I'll toast. Because I'm gonna say it. What's the right way to put that? I'm going to celebrate that because I learned so much from it. Let's toast to my mistakes and my lessons. Do you want to join me? They're not going to know what to say. Hey, I know this wasn't my best choice, but I'm moving on from it. Come on, let's go do something to just push me a little farther ahead. That sense of humor that you keep, that lightness, isn't ignoring what happened. It's not dismissing the experience. It's not ignoring the lesson. It's just choosing to look at it in a better light. When you can do that and you can say it with a smile and a lightness in your heart, you'll realize that you're never going to make that kind of mistake again, because you don't want your mistakes to rule your life. It's just that simple. Now, just because you chose to laugh at yourself, you're not sticking your head in the sand, and you sure as heck are not pretending that it never happened. You're choosing to be happy. And let's go back to the very first part of this conversation that we had. Your happiness this holiday season is a choice. So, and as we're talking through these issues, you may be having a very difficult Christmas because you financially can't afford things because you made decisions, or someone else made decisions for you, and you just can't afford to buy the gifts or have the type of Christmas that you're used to. It's going to be what this year is. You can sit there and focus on everything you can't do, or you can go back and give thanks for the blessings that you do have in your life. It is really important. Extremely important is not, it doesn't even say it enough. Just because this holiday season, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate, isn't going to be the gifts, the parties, the fanfare that maybe it's been in the past, that doesn't mean that you won't have those over-the-top experiences again. It just means this time is going to be different for you. And that's okay if you will spend your time and focus on the blessings of your life and the lessons of your life. Okay, I kind of went overboard spending money this year, and I don't have it at Christmas. I don't want to feel this way again. I don't want to be in a position where I can't give the people that I love something for Christmas. This is just one year and one experience. Now, as you're thinking through all of this, and we're talking about the holidays and making them happier, happiness is your choice, and you get to make it or not make it. But when you focus on your blessings, or you focus on the joy that is around you, instead of focusing on what hasn't gone wrong, what hasn't gone right, or what you're unhappy about, when you focus on what's good, you will feel better. You'll bring that lightness and that joy and that happiness to the holiday. It may not be the same as what it was in years gone by, but that's okay. It's just a year. It's just an experience, and you know that you're going to do it differently next time. Now, you may be sitting there wishing that you were healthier and wealthier and wiser and, you know, more serious, less serious. But what have you done right? That's what you have to focus on. Not what you haven't done or what you don't have. What do you have? And again, we're getting back to the blessings. And something may be as simple as, you love animals, and you have your pets, and you love to show kindness and compassion to your pets. That's a blessing. That's something to feel happy about. And you may be the same way with every single person that you meet. Maybe you're the person at work that everyone else knows that they can come to. Usually when we're hard on ourselves, what you can't do this holiday, what you're missing, and all that negativity is because you're focused on yourself instead of focusing on others. But let's just say you're that person that everybody turns to. Acknowledge that. Acknowledge that you're the person that people can rely on. And that's a blessing in your life. Is it gift? No. Is it giving someone a present? No. Is it a blessing? Absolutely. Take the time this holiday season to see the good in yourself. The love, the compassion, the kindness, the dedication, the hard work, the person that you are. And when you focus on all those things that are good about you, realize that's who you are. Something that didn't go right, or something that may not be the way you had hoped it to be, is not who you are. You're a really wonderful person with a lot of great gifts in your life. Acknowledge those and celebrate those. That's who you are as a person. So to just take this back for just a few minutes and say, I'm going to focus on my happiness this Christmas and this holiday season, and I'm going to do my best to share that joy with those around me. You're going to feel better, and so are they. Thanks for being with me here today. I wish you the happiest of holidays, and I'll see you in the new year.